I paddled a man by the name of Jim Power here, four-man crew here in Granny. And then after that, we went two-man. But of course, the two-man didn't start in 1945. A man by the name of Neddy Power and Andy Rowe, two Ballygorry men, they went into Waterford to see a film. It was coming to the end of the war years, and at that particular time they were there used to be an interval. I couldn't tell you whether there are intervals in films now, but there used to be an interval then at that particular time, and Patio News used to come on. Do you remember that?
That's right, yeah.
In films. But during the interval, these two little lads came along, and they appeared to be operating a small net, and what they thought they were, it was like little tubs they had. What has transpired to be is that Corrigal fishing in Wales. So when they came home anyway, I needn't tell you they didn't speak too much about the film that they went in to see. I think they were saying, oh God, those two lads are able to operate these nets, one in each boat. So they decided then that they'd go fish two-man. They were the very first two people that started two-man crews. So they weren't greatly accepted the first year.
A lot of the four-man crew used to be laughing at us, saying that we were only dirty in the firm, you know, but they decided then that we were getting more fish and we hadn't to pay two more fellas, you know. But you'd make a crew with a fella, you see, you'd say, will we go together? And you keep your word then. You fish every tide. You know, you'd be getting up all hours and day and night and morning, you're out. You wouldn't get much sleep now. You're only home, and then you have to sell the fish and you get the fish buyers and maybe mend a net, and you don't get much time for the bed, and you'd know it at the end of the week. But that time now, they had no such thing as oil skins or only a pair of brogues and probably bad ones and a bag they used to have on their shoulders, a sack, and a sack on their knees. They were all hard working poor old fellas, you know, they used to, it's the only thing they had. And if the fishing was good, they'd make a few pounds and they'd get a stitch of clothes or buy something, probably get a bit of meat, which they mightn't have for the rest of the year.
There were some great seasons then as well, like in them days. In 1927, they were buying fish in Ballinlough Creamery, that's in Munkine. And in a good season, there could be at least three tank fulls of salmon every day. That was the, and it was all exported.